It's amazing to me how quickly these guys went from what we just saw on the screen there with Aaron Amelia's new baby to this. It is a blur, and people tell you that all your life, and you don't believe it now, but you will one day. So, yeah, we're here to recognize our graduating seniors, as always, even the slower ones that are coming down now. Guess we'll start right here with Ella. This is Ella Acton. She's not a senior, but she hated the youth so much, she was just trying to move it on and get out. No, she's graduating early, and she is planning on attending, what's the name of your college? Berlaire. Not Bel Air, Berlaire school, and getting very specific training there. But what I love about Ella, she has just been a light to our youth group. She has had such joy. Yeah, both of those. Such joy, and that's yours. And had just really, she gave her testimony about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now. And what's been so good to see the way the joy of the Lord has given her hope, and that came through God's word. And so we're excited for her. She is thankfully staying a year in the youth and going to continue to be part of us, and we wish her the best. We're grateful and thankful for you and the life you're going to lead in the future. This guy, on the other hand, this is my first go at parenting. This is Lennon. This is my oldest son, who is planning on going somewhere and studying something. Is the way it was announced, but just depends on what day he wakes up, what he's doing. But I am grateful for him. He has taught me a lot, as you guys know as parents. You learn a lot more about yourself through your children, and when you go, oh, that's just like me. That's so ugly. And but he's got a great heart. And once he figures out what he's going to do, he's going to do it well. I know that for sure. But I'm grateful and thankful for the young man he's growing to become. This is Allison Petty. She and Lennon grew up together. I've got pictures of them on like a little horse and stuff like that from all the way back when she was like Raylan size. She is working this summer at a youth camp that we have attended. Just really got a heart for the Lord, looking to serve him there. She is going to continue at Chat State. She just finished up her high school at Chat State this year, and she's going to continue there looking to become a teacher. Who would do that these days, right? But she has a heart that loves well and wants to see others come to know the love of Christ. So we're grateful and thankful for Allison. This is Taylor, and Taylor asked if she could share something. So can we get, no, you didn't, no, she didn't. She hates two things, I'm told, public speaking and now me, I'm the other one. So Taylor just wrapped up her senior year at Grace, and it's funny because your dad was poking at you, said you didn't even want to present your senior project as how much you don't like speaking. So she is here faithfully every week and often in the children's ministry back here helping with her parents run the classes. But you're planning on going to Chat State as well. And I'm told that you want to do anything that has to do with animals. Like you're going to be the next Ace Ventura, right? You don't even know who that is. Yeah. And we have Logan Smith here who graduated from Grace as well. You're planning on going where?
To Lee.
To Lee, to be with your brother, because you miss him so much, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Logan, I guess it was about year and a half ago at our winter retreat, I just saw a huge shift in you, and your heart and your love and your desire for the Lord was wonderful. I heard a huge shift in your singing at the play this year. It went from one octave to another, which was awesome. But inside kind of joke, but with that, I heard great stories about just how, even through that, your maturity and your growth and the way the Lord used that as an opportunity for you to serve him and love him. So I'm just grateful for all these guys, and I want to pray for them. We pray for our students in the Pray For Me campaign every year, and this is the point where we stop praying for them altogether, right? No. This is like where they need it the most, I think, going out into the world. How many of you guys, looking back at 17, 18 years old, you felt like, man, I was so prepared for the world? How about the world it is today? So like with that same kind of just thought, let's keep them in our hearts and our minds as we send them out into this world to be lights, to be on a mission field for us. So let's pray. Father, we come to you just grateful and thankful for the seasons that you give us in our lives, Lord, the seasons that we can look to and look back and remember the children we had, the dreams that they had, the way that we've seen them grow up and give their lives to you and learn to do so, learn to surrender more to you. And Lord, we're thankful for this season now as we close the chapter of one and move on to the next, Lord. And we're just excited, Lord, knowing that what this world needs is more hearts like this that love you and want to serve you and make you known, because you are the light that this world needs. And Lord, we're called to be that light. So we pray for these students as they go on to continue their studies, as they go into the workplace, Lord, that they would just be true to you, that they would be seeking to honor you in all that they do. Lord, help us to support them and keep them lifted in prayers. Lord, we love you and we love them. In your name we pray. Amen.